Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, we conclude our discussion on the law of averages. And we talked on Tuesday about exposure and how the more exposure you have to something and the more frequently you do something, the higher the probability that something goes awry for you. And when we talked about the idea of skydiving, and if you do it every single day versus doing it once or twice in your life, higher probability you're going to die from it if you do it every day, right? So pretty much common sense. On Wednesday, we talked about don't take big risks over and over again, which ties directly to the exposure piece. Yesterday, we got into spreading out your risk. Today, I want to touch on the idea of minimizing your losses. So my favorite show is Shark Tank. And if you're here in the U.S. and you've seen it, you inevitably, if you've seen it a bunch of times, you inevitably will come across an entrepreneur that has an idea that's not working and probably never will. And despite the fact that every one of the sharks, who are pretty intelligent people, are telling them that it will never work and that, you know, they should stop doing what they're doing and move in another direction, they always seem to want to continue with their venture, because it's human nature to become passionate about an idea, about a product or a business that you've created. And unfortunately, sometimes that passion can really impede your judgment. You know, and a large part of success is not going 100% of the time. Being successful also means knowing when to cut your losses. And not every idea is going to work, and not every business is going to achieve profitability. The most successful business, or I should say the most successful investors, don't allow their emotions to impede their judgment. And sometimes the best way to maximize your profit is to minimize your losses. So when things are not going well and you have to abandon ship, how can you do it in such a way that you minimize the effect that it has on you financially? That's really what we're talking about. Just to kind of sum up the week, I'm not suggesting that you avoid risks in life. And because there really aren't very many financially successful people that have amassed great wealth without taking risks, right? The exception is people that inherit it. But the key is to become more and more calculated with the risks that you take by understanding things like the law of averages and using that information to make more informed investment decisions to get you where you want to go in life. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this episode, send them a link. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, just want you to think about the risks that you're taking in life. Start to think about the law of averages and how you could apply that logic to some of the risks that you're taking on, and then make any necessary adjustments you make to mitigate that risk. Okay? Sometimes you need risk in life. Sometimes it's worth taking the risk. Sometimes it's not. Those are the questions you want to begin to ask yourself and contemplate.